Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. We've got a question to ask you. Is this so romantic? There is a guy committing fraud for the woman that he loves. Or is it so horrific she needs to run in the other direction? He basically faked a rejection letter from college so she wouldn't move. What would you do? She's on with us coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show, 3 minutes away. Star 94.1.
Star 94.1.
Jen, people are so rude. Like Sammy listening in Rome, forming opinions before they've even heard from Kelsey.
Oh, I love that. Hey, Sammy.
Hi.
So you have got an opinion of this situation, and we haven't even heard from Kelsey yet.
Well, I've heard from what you said, and based on what she said and what you said, she needs to run like hell. If she calls the cops, I mean, what if she does stay with him and they, you know, get in a relationship and, you know, he doesn't like her job or he doesn't like her friends or he doesn't want, you know, her to do hang out with whoever or he doesn't want her to, you know, go on vacation with her mama. I mean, you know, this is controlling and just...
she's... Well, producer Janine put Sammy through because that is now two votes for Run Like Hell.
Sammy might just be producer Janine with a Southern accent.
Yes, I think so.
So, Kelsey, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. What Sammy is saying is very similar to what all of your friends are saying, right?
Yeah.
All right, tell us the story from the beginning.
Okay, so a couple months ago, a while back, I applied for this study abroad program through my school. And I like filled out all the application work and stuff online and sent it in. Well, recently my boyfriend told me that at some point, I guess he like saw an email from that program saying they needed a little more information, that like the application wasn't totally done. And he ended up kind of intercepting that email. And he wrote like a fake rejection email for me. Because he couldn't stand the idea of like not being with me for the time that I was like abroad, like I was out of the country. He was just so upset thinking about like not being able to see me.
Oh my God,
that he like wrote a fake rejection email so I wouldn't go.
It's so,
which I think is really sweet.
It's so sweet.
What?
He couldn't bear to be without her. So he hacked into her email and committed fraud.
But this study abroad program is something that you really wanted.
I mean, it was something that I really wanted to do. But I mean, like, I love my boyfriend. And I know he loves me a lot. Or else, when he told me about this, you guys, he was crying. Like, he was so torn up.
Oh,
he was so afraid that I was going to be mad at him.
Nope. He doesn't love you. He controls you is what he does. And then he cries because he feels so bad. And then all of a sudden you feel bad for him rather than thinking, homeboy just ruined my chances of studying abroad and like making me become more worldly as a human being. He totally took that from you. It's messed up.
So Kelsey, you don't see this as manipulative or controlling at all?
No, I mean, you guys, he's so sweet and he's so kind and I really love him too. And so like, I see this as just like, he felt so bad. He was so afraid that like, you know, that I was going to be mad or that I might break up with him. And like, he told me cause I was like talking about like, you know, I'm going to go back to school soon and talk to all my friends who did the program. And he just like, couldn't like not tell me, like he had to confess.
The reason he told you is because he thought you were going to find out.
No, I mean, like, he knew that, like, I was going to be, like, talking to my friends about the program. So, like, when it came back up again, like he knew that I was going to be, like, talking about that. So, like, he couldn't not tell me. Like, he knew that, like, what he did, like, was technically a lie. And so, like, you know, lying's not good. But he confessed that, like, he did it because he just didn't want to be away from me and, like, was so afraid that, you know, like, of being apart from me, which I think is so, so sweet. God,
so sweet. You think it's sweet that he was honest with you?
Yes, like, he was honest with me and
lying
and
about
that,
the,
like,
rejection.
Jen, I put this right up there with, this is like a poem or a tattoo of her initial. Fraud is one of the pillars of love.
This is, nah, I don't do dumb girls. This is a very dumb girl.
So, Kelsey, what's the plan now?
Ouch.
I mean, like, what happens next?
I mean, like, well, I'll go back to school in the fall and, you know, keep going to school and we'll keep dating and, I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe I could do, like, a different kind of, like, program, or maybe he and I could take a trip together in the future. Like, the two of us.
That's good.
You could study abroad together.
It's love. All right, Kelsey, now, your issue is that you have found zero of your friends or family members who are supportive of this.
Yeah, they don't see it the way that I see it.
All right, well, I don't know what the calls say, but the phone lines are lit up with, I imagine, people who, much like I do, aren't blind to love.
So could you give her some guidance and advice on love, or maybe set her straight with some real talk?
Yeah, this ain't love. This is manipulation. Stop calling it love.
Those are close in the spectrum of obsession. Those are close.
404-263-0941. Kelsey needs to hear from you next on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Kelsey is on the Jeff and Jen Show right now because her boyfriend just admitted that several months ago he hacked into her email and deleted some correspondence from a study abroad program that she received requesting more information and instead created a fake rejection letter so she wouldn't go.
And he said it's because he loves her so much. He couldn't bear to be away from her for the whole summer.
Kelsey can't find anyone in her world IRL who is supporting her boyfriend's decision. So she has come to the radio world. And Rose might be able to give her some insight. Welcome to the show, Rose.
Hey, guys. Okay, so quick story short. Before I had met my boyfriend, or I guess ex-boyfriend now, I had applied to go to computer programming school in Australia for my winter break, so it would be 6 weeks. You know, everything would be paid for. And I met him, and he was like, oh, well, if you go, I won't get to know you. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, I'll say. No big deal, whatever. It's just, you know, whatever. And then I applied to go to Israel for a 10-week program, and he sends me a rejection letter from the school. So this whole time, I think that I didn't get accepted. The day before the program starts, I get a call saying, why aren't you here?
Oh, no.
So he faked. So what did he do the same thing, like intercept the letter? And then...
No, he sent her a rejection
letter. Right, but did he intercept the acceptance letter and then use, like, the logos and the names and stuff to create a rejection letter? Mm. Kelsey, is that exactly what your man did?
I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty similar to what he did. I never got, like, an actual acceptance letter because the application was just never completed. But he did, like, write up, I'm sorry you haven't been accepted. Like, thank you for your application.
All right. Well, good. Because I'm an ambassador of love. Rose, please tell Kelsey how happy the two of you are together right now.
Well, considering we're not together, I'm very happy.
Yeah. That's my girl.
Solid advice, Rose. Solid advice.
Elizabeth and Cumming, talk right to Kelsey.
Oh, my God. Okay, first off, you're stupid.
Lord.
Come on now. We're trying to help her out here. She's young and she's in love.
Your emails, why is he going through your emails? How many text messages has he deleted? He's already being sneaky and lying. Why would you want to be with somebody like that?
Well, I mean, like, I think what it is like, he knows that, like, you know, lying is wrong. But he, when he confessed to me, he felt so bad about it. And he tried to explain that it was just because he was so afraid of not having me with him, but, like, he needed me. And I think that's really romantic and sweet that he was, like, so torn. Because he's a good guy. And so, like, he was so torn up about it. And, like, I just think that it's really sweet. And, like, he told me the truth. You know, like, he like, came clean and told me the truth about it.
All right, our producer,
love is blind.
Our producer Janine, Jen, is literally biting her tongue. I've never seen that before. I've heard the phrase, but I've never actually seen someone bite their tongue. So, Janine, you've got 30 seconds. Talk right to Kelsey.
Girl, two issues. One, he didn't confess until it was too late to fix it, so he's not sorry. He sat on that. He sat on that, what, real love guilt for so long until he knew it was too late. Two serious issues here. One, the lying, like the very, very purposeful lying, is really messed up and will never, ever go away because he thinks he can have that over you for the rest of your relationship. Two, if he loves you, he wants you to be happy and he wants to care about your future. He obviously does not care at all about your future if he is telling you that he... It's not even like a forever job. It's not a job placement. It's like, what, 2 months in another country where you get stories and you get a life? Like, what happens later when he wants to do something similar and because you love him, you want to support him? But no, of course, you know what? No. You're better than that. You deserve real love. That is not real love. I know he loves you, but it's a fake love. It's a messed up love. It's a controlling love, and you deserve better.
Boom.
Whew. Love you, Kelsey. I love you enough to let you go. You need to go.
Janine would drop that microphone if it wasn't on a stand.
It's not stalking unless you like a really old picture.
No. Unlike, no. Now I liked it twice.
Search Jeff and Jen Show on Facebook and Instagram.
*94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.